Okay, we are on pay. Have a very long two block today. Let's get moving. We are on daf, beginning of the third parak. Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Okay, Kol Tzlamim. Kol Tzlamim Asurim Neshei Nebodim Pa'am Achas B'Shonah. All Tzlamim. Now, Tzlamim, of course, the modern Hebrew Tzlamim, modern Yiddish Tzlamim is a cross, but it's not, in the Gemara it means a figurine. Okay, so Kol Tzlamim Asurim Neshei Nebodim Pa'am Achas B'Shonah. They're all forbidden because they worship once a year. They have to count the order of the sun, the cycle of the sun. Each figurine was placed on one degree of the 365 degrees of the year, so therefore each figurine was lit up, I don't know if sunrise or sunset, one day a year, and therefore when the sun hit precisely that spot, so that's why they worship once a year, and they're all forbidden. Chomim say it's not true, not all figurines are worshipped. Chomim say, Eino sur el kosh yesh b'yodom makel, unless it has in hands a stick, or a tzipor, or a bird, or kadur, or a ball. A stick, because the stick represents its mastery over the world. The bird, because it flies over the entire world. I forget what exactly the symbolism is. And the ball, because it's holding the world in its hand, which is like a globe. Any statue or figurine which possesses anything in its hand is by definition also because it's considered being avodah zarah.
So what about Agetchka, Yashka? He doesn't hold anything in his hand.
Yeah, I don't know. According to this, it might not be also because they might not worship it. I'm Rabbi Chiya Bar Ba, Bimnei Nevoni Mikra Kodesh Baromi Pa'amayim Shavua. He says that the issue is not so much on each day of the year, as Moshe put in the Mishnah, but rather because they worship two times every Shemitah in Rome. Me'atav, that's great. Mokom Shein Avonim Yosur, in a place where there we know they worship, they should be forbidden. Mokom Shein Avonim, a place where they're not known to be worshipped. Yumutar, they should be permitted. Amar Rabbi Yosur, but it said, Mikayim Shenesu Mokom Echad, once we decreed a prohibition on them in all one place, we decreed a prohibition upon them all up there, everywhere. It sounds like it's an Issa Durabana, but I'm not 100% sure about that. Manakim, what are you talking about? Even Dover Barishim Malachim, if it's something which is clearly made by a king, so it seems that things clearly made by a king were definitely worshipped. The Iberkos, and as everybody should forbid. And Dover Barishim Shem Shilchotonos, if it's made by governments, well, let's say republics, so then it seems like they're not meant to be worshipped. Divrei HaKol Mutzar should be permitted. Of course, it would be interesting to know what the difference is between that which is created by kings and which is created by God, by republics. I guess kings are more of a Zorah based. So in any event, Elokeinu Kemo, what are we talking about? Bistam. What is considered to be a figurine or statue's status if we don't know who put it up, right? Meir Bistam, generically we assume it's put up Shoshel Malachim, that's put up by kings. Rabban Amar Bistam Shul Shultanos, Rabbanan say that generically you assume it's put up by the government. Ashayan Nagra, Ashayan the cobbler, or not the cobbler, the carpenter, thank you. B'Shem Rabbi Yechon said, Ikunios, faces which are put into the wall. Lamein Asurin, now these are faces, actually, we shall see what kind of faces there are later on, but faces which are drawn into the wall or etched into the wall, Lamein Asus, why are they forbidden? Vimneshim Akhtin Lifneim, because they put a carbon in front of them, B'Shoshin Olos, when they dedicate them, when they put them on the wall, so they put sacrifices instead of in front of these figures of the faces. Rabbi Yochanan, it says, Mutal Yosan, you're permitted to see these faces, Mushash and Yordas, when they're taken off the wall. My time, why? Because it's Lishoim, and Lishoim are cut down to your head, then you should see. Ksav HaMalach Tachas Atzuros, the writing underneath the figure, these figures and figurines, Otachas Ikunios, are underneath the faces, which are carved into the wall. Amy Stockley of Shabbos, you're not supposed to look at them on Shabbos, so it would be in, let's say, in a museum to read the little placards under the exhibits and be prohibited because it's like shtaros, it's like a shtar which you're forbidden to read on Shabbos. Vlod el abichol Amy Stockley bikunios. Even on a weekday, you should not look at the statues themselves. or the facades themselves. My time of why? Out if new elulim. Don't turn to the foreign gods. Tanakam holds says that means out if new don't turn to serve them. According to be allowed to look at them. Literally, do not turn to look unto them. So therefore, you're not to you're supposed to look even at the idols if you're not for the purpose of a desire. When Nachum Bar Simoi, who is called, as we shall see presently, Nachum Ish Kodesh Kodashim, Nachum the Holy, Chafun Ikun saw they covered all the facades, Machzolon, with tarpaulins. Amr, they said, Kamad lo chamsun b'chai, just like he didn't see them in his lifetime, lo yichem nun b'dav chusei, let him not see them in his death. So it says a more interesting tangent, swallow it in here, so you wouldn't notice. The chachmin inu klum, do the mason, do the dead people know what's going on? Are they aware where they're passing on their levias? Says Mar Shimon Logan, Shimon Logan says, yes! Ain't beinenu l'tzadikim, there's no difference between us and the tzadikim after their death. They still retain their faculties. The only thing they cannot do is speak. But every other faculty, obviously, I assume it's about the neshama, not about the body. But the neshama possesses, and it is present, and that's where Rabbi Zira says, Shomei hu ameis, the dead person hears when he is eulogized. Kiluso, he hears his praise, can we tell Chalom as if hearing it in a dream. So it's kind of a fuzzy perception, but there is a perception of what's going on in this world, even the mace at Leviah. Okay?
This is the source that we say that the neshama is.
This is Yerushalmi, I assume, because I don't remember from the Bible. The neshama is present at Leviah. Rabbi Yashin also said, Shomeo Amesa Kigulusovi Tolacholom, he hears his praise as if in a dream. Velomani Kroshmo Ish Nachum Ish Kodesh Kodashim. Why was this spell called Nachum, the Holy of Holies? Shaloi be Batsuras Mabam Yom, if you wouldn't look at the faces, you know, the George Washington, the Abraham Lincolns, which were on the coins, right? That's also a face, and it's also extending, protruding, as we shall see, which is a problem later on from the coin. He never looked at it, okay, because of the chashash of Adizor. Now, nowadays, people usually don't worship George Washington. If they do, they're worshiping the money of the George Washington, not the head of George Washington. But in that time, I guess, it was more of a chashash of Adizor.
Because it's only
worth a quarter. So that's what's called Nachum Ish Kodesh Kodashim. Vlamini Krashma Rabbeinu Kodesh. Why was Rabbi Yehuda called Rabbi Yehuda Anas? He called Rabbeinu Kodesh Lo Yibit Milasim Yama because he never looked at his bris mila. Kadomach Rabbi Acha. Now some of these stories are in the Bible, some not. Kadomach Rabbi Hanan. Rabbi Acha. When Rabbi Acha died, Yischamik Kocher Tiara. The stars, the season of the day, is a sign of mourning. Kadomach Rabbi Hanan. Rabbi Hanan died. Yiskufanan Dartia. The statues in his city fell down. In other words, Avod Zarah died. Kadamach Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon died. Is Kafi Nikunai, all the facades of human faces fell down. Armin, they said, you know why? Well, obviously, couldn't come and say Rabbi Yechon had a beautiful face. So therefore, in order to represent that loss, Hashem caused all the facades in Feria to fall down. Kadamach Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, the brass chavron. A chinah from the place called Bras Chavron died. He's Basa Yama that's very the Kinneret split. Armin, they said, you know why? Could have a soldier because once he's going for Ibra Shona for in order to determine a leap year. Have a Yama Misbasa Kamoy the sea split in front of him, so therefore it split at his desk. Kadavar Rabbi Yeshua Bisha died. Nafa Kalon the Tveria. The Kalon, the Kalgilian Ephraim says, is the column in Tveria. Kalon normally would be interpreted as embarrassment, which literally means not a Zora here, the embarrassment. But the Kalgilian Ephraim says, the column, some sort of monument in Tveria. Kadavar Rabbi Yitzhak Eliyashim is Akin Shivin is scooping in Baalbatim, 70 thresholds of Baalbatim, the Galil of the Galil fell. I mean, obviously, these are Baalbatim who are knaves. And the threshold should not have been sustained, but I mean, they have entire b'schusse, they're only standing in the schusse of Yitzchak ben Yoshev, therefore when he died, that schusse died with him. Kadamar Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yitzchak when Shmuel Yitzchak died, is Akron Arzaya the Aradi soil. The cedars of the land of Israel are uprooted. I mean, they said, why were the cedars uprooted? In commemoration of Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchak, because the famous story of Moran Balving Suvas to have a Nosiv. I mean, they said that at Uchasna to have a Nosiv Shushivta, he would take Adasim Umekalis and dance with them and give praise Kume Kalaya in front of the Kalis. But Imran obeyed the rabbis of Makim and said this is frivolous behavior for a rabbi. Armor alone to Rabbi Zerah said, Arpunle, leave him alone. Don't you think this old man knows what he's doing? In other words, he knows what he's doing. Came the Damach once he died and confirmed this Nachta Ishtar Mishmaya. A fire came down from the heavens, Ba'afsik bin Arsul Kawa, and divided between his coffin or his stretcher and the assembled congregation. For 3 hours there were kolos of rakim, thunder and lightning in the world. It should say, instead of chiyah, it should say army. They said, Chameyu Chamisun Adain Saba. Look what happened with this old man. To obviously Shushafta what his Hadassim did for him. The Napka Baskola, and a voice came out for Amr and said, Vay did Damach Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, wo did Shmuel bar Yitzchak die? Gomel Chista was a true Gomel Chasodim. True, whatever. Kadamar Rabbi Yasser bar Chalufta, when Rabbi Yasser bar Chalufta died, Moshchut Tinoris Dam Lukaya, in Lukaya there was the sewer system spewed forth a blood. I guess there's a miracle. I don't guess. Obviously, it's a miracle to demonstrate the loss. I mean, they said, "Why blood?" The Yoiv Nafshia Gazurta. He was most and ever to be Mekayim Mitzvah Bismillah. So therefore, this is what they. This was a commemoration of him. Katam Rabbi Avo, when Rabbi Avo died, the Chayin Avu died. Concerned, the pillars in Caesarea cried. Amrin Kutaya, the Samaritan says. Lacinun el Mazian, it should be Mazian. They're only sweating. I don't know what they're sweating, but they're only sweating. They're not actually crying. Armelon Yisrael, so the Jews said to him, Yadin Rechikaya, the those who are far away know, Kamadir Krivayim Mazian, how those who are close by are crying. Now, what I think it means is that they are sweating again, but I think here it means crying actually. What he means is that the Bin Shamayim, they know that we're in great sorrow, and that's why they demonstrate this by having the columns also sweat tears in order to indicate the participation in our sorrow down here below. Okay, Rabbi Vo, and he died. Avdun Kumei, they showed him in Shamayim, Yud Gimel Narim, the first among 13 rivers of persimmon. So it's interesting that the Meshchachma says there are 13 midos, and Rabbi Avo conduct himself with these 13 midos, and the 13 midos he's talking about, not 13 midos of Torah, but 13 midos the Mordechai Buchim says a leader in Klai Yisrael has to have, and Rabbi Avo was one of the leaders of his generation, so they showed him this midah connected midah, his reward should correspond to his exertions. Arm alone, so he said in Shamayim, he said when he was showed this, call Elon the man, to whom is all this? Arm alone, he said, Didok, it's yours. Armelotzi said, "V'chol dilein davo, all these are avos." But I said, "When I was governing, according to the Meshul Chachma, Larika got to be governor, I toiled for naught. Now I see that all my governing was for good purpose." Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ariv LaTzadikim Ma'aratan Tzchar B'Olam Hazeh. This is a general principle. Hakadosh Baruch Hu shows to the tzadikim their reward in this world right before they die. And Avsham Sevea, their soul associated, they mishen lehem, and they die as if in sleep. Okay. The melech, it's like a king Shasa Suda who made a meal. The Torah Komine Suda Mamapa, and he made a tapestry which indicated all the delicacies of the meal. Once the students came and saw them in anticipation, they felt greatly happy, but not from despair. Their souls were satisfied, if not their bodies. Yoshlem, and they fell asleep. So to these Tamil Chomin fall asleep, meaning they fall to their death in a relatively, easy manner. Zabtoi Balifoi Rabbi Yossi Rapita Rabbi Shumalevi Armin plus a psukim Bidamku. Each there were three psukim among the three, and they said when they were dying, we don't know which said where it says in a minute. Armor Chaimin on Omar, one of them said, Al Zotzi spell Kolecho Chose Lecho of Ace Mitzo, that every Chose should have a pleasant death. All those who take refuge in you will be happy again. They'll have a pleasant death. The Chaimer says, "Marab tu choshet sepan teriacha." How good is how great is the good which you have hidden for your those who fear you? Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Rishon Malevi said, "Meister Shulos who's came on Tulias base Gadaya b'Yericho." Once they came to the second floor in Yericho, Yosef Basco Varma and the Basco came out and said, it was a case in the Bible as well. Yesh Benechem Shnayim Ruim L'Ruach Kodesh, there are two people among you who are suitable to be have the divine presence visit them. Have nevuah. Pilo Azokin Echomem. One of them was Pilo Azokin. The Basco said that. So they had to figure out who the other one was. Nasu Enem, and everybody knows that they looked at Shmuel Hakotan, the Tanotan Shmuel Kohen, as a candidate for the other one. Shupdich the Sukhain Lalir Biyavna. Another time the elders came into the second floor of Yavna, Biyotza Baskova Amr Lahem, and the boys came out and said to him, Yesh Binechem Shtayim Mulim Lucha Kodesh, there are two among you who are suitable for Lucha Kodesh, Ushmuel Hakotan Echmeh, and one of them was Shmuel. So they knew they weren't right about Shmuel the first time. Vinosnu, they named Rabbi Elazar. In the meantime, they thought the new second guy was Rabbi Elazar, is Tamin. But Yusmechim, Shiskima Daitan, Aldasam, Ruach HaKodesh. They were happy that they had directly perceived what the Ruach HaKodesh had in mind. Okay? In other words, the first time that it had been Shmuel HaKotan, when they hadn't been apprised of that fact, and they had figured it out on his own. On their own. Says Mara Chaim Ilain Densiaso Domach. A certain individual from the house of the Nasi died. Oh, that reminds me. I want to mention apropos last Thursday night's Gemara. The Ushami holds the Rabbi Yudah Nasi canceled the Xero against Shemin Akum. The Bavli, it seems, holds the Rabbi Yudah Nasiya did it. Rabbi Yudah Nasiya was Rebbe's grandson, maybe even great grandson. So there's a very, very broad difference of opinion, which spanned several generations as to who actually did it. The Bible, in fact, Tosfos proposes taking Rebbe based Hitiru Sherman Shol Akum out of the Mishnah, because it was Rebbe and the Sia had no business being in the Mishnah. So it's actually a big machlokas between the Bible and Yerushalmi, and even perhaps in the Gir Solos between the Bible and Yerushalmi, who actually is Matir Sherman Shol Akum. The reason it brought me up here is because it says here it's something about the Nasi. It doesn't seem to be the same Nasi, because Rebbe and the Sia, Rebbe's grandson, great grandson, was well liked by the population. But this fellow was not so well liked. So Chaim Ilain the Nasiya says, but certain men remember the Nazi's household Damach died, the Kotas Marta. Putting him in the cave to bury him. The cave, you know, like that Versailles Hall, the bottom collapsed, okay? The Sakata Napshasan, everybody was in danger of losing their life. Well, Rabbi Yossi Vifterei, Rabbi Yossi came in and he didn't pull any punches. He said, "Machdir," in other words, eulogized him, he loved. He said, "Ashrei Adam Sheyetzei Min Olam Meshalom." Praise for this individual goes out of this world in peace. Meaning, he goes out of this world and people remain in peace. They don't get cut into pieces by falling through the hole in the floor at his levaya. So, needless to say, from the house of the Nasi, they were kind of upset about this statement. When Rabbi Yasa died, Rabbi Yasa himself died, Nafa Kistulin at Tveria, the castle in Tveria fell. Even this Yasa Chayim, people in the house of Nasi were happy. They said, Saikarim, right? When he died, also some tragedy occurred. Amar Lon, Rabbi Zirzir said, Lo Tami, it's not comparable. Tami Sakana, the Sakana and the Fasha. Namshasa, there the people present in the fire were in danger. Rambo was okay. Namshasa, there was no such danger. Tamali Sakas of Nazara, there was no collateral benefit that Avodazara was uprooted. Rambo, but here when the castle fell, Isakas of Nazara, the Avodazara was uprooted as well. Rabbi Yaakov Shemeshim Levi, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. No, Rabbi Yaakov Ben said, "Name Rabbi Shimon Levi." Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, ben Domach, when he was dying, Omar said, "Panu abaisin a tuma, eradicate the house because the tuma, in other words, the tuma should be before everything else, take everything out. The time, the tanuki said, the chizkiyo melch yudah, and give it, should bring a chair to chizkiyo, the king of Yehuda is coming to accompany me on my final journey." Rabbi Lezer Tamech, Rabbi Lezer Tamideh, his student, Gimidamach, when he was dying, Omar said, "Panu sabais mivnei a tuma, remove all tomb from the house." So Tanuki said, "Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, bring care to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who has come to receive me." If some say When his master saw a chama apu, he also saw. In other words, Chizkiyahu came from as well. Chamilein the bay Rav Pazi. Chamilein the nesiyasa by Mechutan. A certain individual from the house of Rabbi Pazi, who the members of the house of Nasi wanted to marry with him. Vulam Makabi Lavi didn't accept him himself. Amrei, so he said, Lo yom izganu bi. In order that people should not deride me, that, you know, I'm not the same social stratum, whatever the case may be. He doesn't want people to come down hard on him. So says the Gemara, B'shoshim, now, it's much, the Gilin Ephraim says it's much of that later on, Masech Torios, that actually the guy gave in. It's very end of Masech Torios, it's much of the guy, this guy actually in the end did marry to the house of the Nazi. He didn't remain, he couldn't resist their wiles. But for a while, obviously, he did resist. And that's going to be the basis of perhaps a difference of opinion next Gemara. The end of the story here. So the end of the story that we have in front of us says that, when this guy was dying, Amr said, Pano Sabai Sivne Atzuma, remove everything you told me in the house, it's Numa, Kise, Malkum Kise, and bring a chair to Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda. They bring a chair for Yehoshaphat. So Amr, they said, Yavo Zeh Sharatza Achar HaKavod, Yehoshaphat. Now, according to Pashup Shavit, it's the way the Kikah La'adin learns, Yehoshaphat ran towards Kavod, in other words, he appeased Achav. He was the Neville Chamberlain of his day, right? So therefore, let him come, Achar Zeh Shabarach Min HaKavod, for this guy was Barach Min HaKavod. Now, there are two ways of learning that. One is learning that this guy, from the house of Ben Pazi, didn't marry to the Nasi's household. And therefore, Yehoshaphat was being told, you know, you should have taken a lesson from this fellow who ran away from marrying into a princely family, and you ran to Achav, even though you were a king, to consort with the other king. Okay? The other way of learning is that Yehoshaphat himself, that this guy from the house of Ben Pazi, even though initially he was Boreach Min HaKavod, but eventually he was Ratzon HaKavod, like the Gemara end of Haris, which sounds like he did marry the house of Nasi. So therefore Yehoshaphat, who was an okay kind of king, but he was Boreach HaKavod, was sent to meet this fellow. The third way of learning is like the Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe learns the Lishvach, that Yehoshaphat was Ratzon HaTamid HaChachamim LeKavdom. He wasn't Ratzon, didn't run for his own honor, but for the honor of Tamid HaChachamim. So therefore it's proper for him to run to meet this fellow, to go to meet this fellow, who ran away from Kavod. Okay? Says a stick or a bird or a ball in its hand. Then it's Avodah Zarah. Makel, the stick with which you would beat to rule the world, subjugate the world. Tzipor, the bird, the timtzabekani, you will found the nest of my hand to cause fear in the nations. So in other words, the world is like the nesting place of this king. Kadur, a wall, ball, shalom, asrika kadur, because the world is like a ball. Okay? Obviously, Chazal knew that the world was shaped like a globe. Okay? What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because in those days they thought it was fire.
Not obviously not in the days of Chazal. Only those.
No, but we had it in Bali also.
Yeah. No, they quote this Yerushalmi in Bali.
Oh, really?
I mean, obviously the Mishnah appears in Bali, but Taisa quotes this Yerushalmi. Anyway, obviously the Christian going were all morons. That's literally what it boils down to. Alexander Macedon. Kabbalah Mesa Kleo, when he wanted to go up in a balloon. Or either that, it was a Sputnik. He went up and up and up. Until he saw the world, obviously the curvature of the globe, right? And the
sea is like a bowl encompassing the world, because the sea is obviously like most of the world's surface, and they encompass the landmass. Okay, he must have been pretty gone pretty far up to see that.
So in any event, begin K, therefore Tsarin lay the Kadura Biyada, they designed the world like a globe in his hand. Bitsarni Karabiyada, why did they design the sea? I don't know, I guess you have to have seen this Avodah Zarah in order to understand it, but I guess on this Avodah Zarah they made for Alexander, they didn't draw the oceans. They only drew the land. Okay, so why not? Why not draw the oceans? So interesting, Gemara. So Eno Sholit Bayar. So Alexander did not rule over the seas. Kosh Baruch Hu saves land and at sea. Of course, it refers to Titus. You know, when Kosh Baruch Hu wanted Titus to drown, so as Titus said, he could only wage war at sea, not on land. So Erev Hashem sent a gnat to go into his brain and start eating away. So the Maisa Kodesh Baruch Hu is land and sea, but a human king is only at land, not at sea. That's the only draws the land on the Mount Globe, not the sea. What is it that which it says? Ashi Shekel Yaakov Ezro. The praiser of these, he that the God of Lord, Jacob is in his assistant.
What is it?
The next post that goes to Shemai Vots, God makes heaven and earth. Mind you, tell them what is one thing up to the other. This king and this king, human flesh and blood king, who has a patron, who has some sort of, a patron, literally it means. In other words, if he has some authority. So, Beprachyadzu, Eno Sholit. Sheva Bacheres, in his own district, he's not fully, king, right? Because he needs, obviously to have many, controlling mechanisms. He's going to be king somewhere else. Vitumar Kuzmer Kater, or something like that, which means the emperor. Sholit Beyavosha, he is the ruler all over the world. But Shem Beyam is the rule at sea. I'm a Kushbar, Wayne, okay, Hashem is not like that. Sholit Bayom, Sholit Beyavosh is the king both at the sea and at land. Falo, not only that, Elo, El Cherev, Shech Al Tzavar, all that person has a knife, a sword on his neck. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzil, Hashem saves him. Ushemosh Ram, that so much says, Vayatzim, Mecherapo, he saw me from the sword of Paro. Ain't Kisad El Cherev, doesn't say from the hand of Paro, but rather from the sword of Paro. Even if there's a sword on your neck, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzil, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves you from it. Okay. What now? When they added the in Armageddon says the statue is holding three things: a stick, a bird, and a ball. Then it's also. Hey, Sibo, lay the iron on them. I saw if a sword. Vatoro, crowd, batabas, a coin. I saw if the sword, surely, because he kills with it. Vatoro and the crown should be beside them, because the door to them with it. Tabas, shehoi, Sibo, and the ring. Did I say before, matbea, I translated as coin? My mistake. Tabas means a ring. Tabas, shehoi, because the ring he signs with. What? I did. That was wrong. That was stupid of me. Okay, mate. Sorry.
Except that in the Bar Baba Kama uses the term matbeya to refer to a coin. Is that matbeya shal avram
vina? Yeah, but here it means tabas. I mean, matbeya and tabas are not the same thing. They're both from the same word. Because it's tavua. It has something struck on it or minted on it, but it's not the same word. Tabas yeshul abadazor, the ring which has abadazor. But now I have to sign with it. Okay, now it's interesting. It doesn't really mean Avodah Zarah here, obviously. It means it can be construed to be an Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda never says, if the seal in your ring was indented in your ring, you can't use it, because then how's the image going to come out on the paper?
Sticking out, right? It's going to, if the
seal on your ring is concave, then the impressions are going to come out convex, right? And that's bad. So a boiling disaster, right? Convex is no good, okay? However, if the seal on the ring was convex, then you can use it to sign, because that means it's going to come out on the paper concave. And that's okay, okay? It's okay. Okay, now in the bottom here it adds on the gears and the shirun is closed. It says bolet mutar. One of those tape issues. Bolet mutar lachdom ba one which is at the bottom. Read from the bottom. Shirun is closed. Bolet mutar ba tabash ishu alo paltsuf. Now paltsuf is a face, right? If it's countenance on it, also lachdom ba, you can't use it, even if it is con. Vex, right? And the image will be concave, it's also, right? So, Rabbi Chanin, Gamliel, Meshur, Beis, I'll get back to more. Chanin, Gamliel, Meshur, according to the bottom, Sir Shim, Gamliel, Shinaliel, Meshur, Beis, Abba, Yuchosim, Parasufos, no, they used to use faces. Even a concave face is okay, right? When the image will be concave. Rabbi Lezer, Shim, Meshur, Kopa, Supos, Yushlaim, you know what, Yushlaim, there are all sorts of faces on the rings, Chutzri, Odom, but not human faces. It's more of a chumra by human face. A shingam liomer, kol sheyesh, biyodo, anybody who's got his hand, kol davar, anything, any statue's got in his hand, any object. Uvat davar shel kovet, as long as the object of kovet could go in a sal, like a basket, however, therefore, kagon, davar shel kovet, hasal, doesn't say kagon, sorry. Hasal, a basket, basulis, the Din of Rahim says the sulis is the sole of a shoe. Vasfal, the next one should be asfalim, and buckets. Davar shel bizayinu. If you have a statue, only that, it's the janitor memorial statue. So therefore, that's not the statue which is now going to janitors deserve memorials, but it's not a way to deserve. Okay? However, Haniar, Bakumus, if it's holding a paper and a paper and a pen, Davar shel kovet, it's a kovet. Kamaron, if it's holding a slate, but no stylus, Tzricha, we don't know. Tape. Okay? Halacha beis, that's the end of that. The next one is shorter. Hamaitzer Shivrei Kelim, somebody who found broken vessels. Now, broken vessels are vessels which had a figurines on them. Matzatav Nisadatav Yisrael, you found the form of a hand or the form of a foot. Harei Elu Asurin, they're forbidden in nature, Kiyotzev and Nevar, because there are certain, some people worship hands and feet, as we shall see presently. Says my Rabbi Yitzchak Mishir Meir on same nation. Who am I? Mina Tahu Pikiyo. Since most of them come, if you find ornamental figures broken off, so they probably came from the ornamental table or closet. Whatever it's happened, it's art. Says my Atafila Tavni Star Tavni Star. That's case if you found the form of a hand, the form of a foot. Shani that same nation Kiyotzev and Nevar, because some of those are worshipped. Okay, how so?
Just going back to the principle, worship some places
worse. Worship some places worse, not worship other places. How so? Ksiva says, "Anche bavel asu sukkos bonos." It seems that this is a list of people who were made various different forms of avodah zarah. And actually, look at the pasuk. But you got one there.
Isn't there also something if it's broken?
It depends.
What
about Venus to Madden? Good kasha, broken up. Yeah, this story about when the king of Assyria took the 10 northern tribes into exile and brought in a whole bunch of idolaters to settle the areas in the Samaria exchange program, right? So the people of Babylonia made sukkos benos. That's the first one. Sukkos benos. That's tanigolo prochaser suka. Lashon we have lanose masechvi vino lafti b'diom ben laila. The two interpretations of that sechvi can mean the heart. Sechvi can also mean the rooster. So here it means the hen. This hen and its chicks. Okay? That was the Avodah Zarah. Vanche Beishemesh Asuas Nagal. Nagal is fascinating. Avodah Zarah. Riglit Yaakov or Riglit Yosef. They made an image of Yaakov's leg and an image of Yosef's leg. Now, I don't know how they knew what Yaakov's leg looked like and how they knew what Yosef's leg looked like, but it says that Nichashi Varvorechin Hashem Liraglech, or say that Raglech, in other words, it says that Laman said Hashem blessed me because of you, but he used the Lashon Liraglech. So that
you know
means
Yaakov's leg
looked
like a limb.
Yeah. So Lamaisa, that was there about Isara. That said Nichashi Varvorechin Hashem Liraglech, Varvorechin Hashem blessed me to be glad you're safe. And Biglal, a synonym for that is Laregel. Somehow or another, the leg was supposed to invoke that luck of Yaakov and luck of Yosef, and they worshipped it. Vachachem is Hasuas Asima. Asima is an Imra, is a sheep, like the Egyptians. Kamayatem, like it says, Vachachem, Yechaperla, Be'elu Hashem. Right, the Elu Hashem, it's Ashima, not Asima. The Elu Hashem is the ram of atonement, so here too it's a ram, but it's our. Vaimasuas Navchon means a cowba, a barker. Now Nobech means a barking thing. Vas tartak, that's a chamra, I guess tartak is braying, the donkey braying in some language. Vas five is sovim is b'nei b'esh l'loem. Now there's a little bit missing here in the Gemara, which is brought down in the Ma'arechus Aruch on the bottom. It should say, and as firelights burn their children in fire to Adra Melech and Ana Melech, the gods of the Sparvim, right? So what are Adar Melech and Ana Melech? That's actually what the Gemara is going on. Tavo Pisyoinin. Tava is Tavso is a mule, and Pisyoinin, so somebody says a horse, and others say I think an elephant. And these are all forms of Avodah Zarah. Okay, Avodah Zarah Shnishbro, Avodah Zarah which broke. Now the Avodah Zarah broke. It's mashma on its own. This comes back. This now we're starting what you asked about before. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Sari Yochanan said it's still forbidden. You can't use it. Shinlo Hashemer Muteres. Shinlo says what? It's broken. It's broken. It's fine. You don't have to. You can use it. Minor, what are you talking about? In Bossy Lavas Nil Kedi, if you're eventually going to reforge it, the Rakos, it's forbidden, because, you know, you're preserving the pieces for the purpose of reforging. In Bashan, Ossi Lavas Nil Kedi, if you're not eventually going to reforge them into vessels, the Rakos, everybody agrees that's okay. Al-Kir, what are you talking about? Bistam, where there's no stated intent. Rabbi Yochanan Stak, Mishal Ossi Lavas Nil Kloyon, if it's stated, no stated intent, it's assumed that you're going to put it back to its original state. If it's the generic, you don't assume it's going back to its original state. Rabbi Yudana, believe the Rabbi Matan, your Rabbi Yudana Matan, said, if they were left in place where they broke, assume they're going to put it back together again. Okay?
Humpty Dumpty was it, but it's Zorah, right? They tried to put it back together again. So it remained Osir Ba'ana, right? Okay? Well, even though they didn't put it back, it still remained Osir Ba'ana. Okay. Alachum Aysen.
Says the Gemara, Macy, if it should be that here it says Reish Lakish, the Rebbe, it should be Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, right? They still fix it, even if the emotion is kind of catchy about that. Vaxi doesn't say, I can't lay to hook on it, I'm going to be fine to go.
No, they put the R on. When the Plishtim captured it, put it in the Avodah Zarah of the house of Dagon. You know, the big granary in Haifa. So that's the.
Right.
So that's not that.
I used to pass it all the time going to Karsisi.
What? Yeah. So that's the god of the Phoenicians now. The actual god of the Philistines.
So when they put the art in the same temple, so they came kind of in the morning, they found Dagon broken down, and its hands were on the threshold. Its hands were on the threshold. Okay? Okay. It is almost dead. So it says, Oksiv, Alkein lo yijerchu, Akhari dagon amiftan dagon. They wouldn't walk on the threshold. So we see that even though it was broken, they gave honor to Avodah Zarah. So we see Stoma, we assume that they give honor. Says Mar, no, cute answer, Shlodges. There's actually in the Bible as well. They gave more honor to the threshold than to Dagon. Right? It's not Dagon, Taka was gone. He was shot. But they gave honor to the threshold. Rabbi Yerushim, Rabbi Chia, Barbo said, Omar, Umasoilim also Miftanechon. It's an amazing, detrimental statement about Am Yisrael. The nation world, they made one threshold of Avodah Zarah. Yisrael asu kama miftanas. Am Yisrael made many thresholds for Avodah Zarah. Time of the apostle says, "Bakati akol doleg am miftan." I am going to revisit punishment on all those who skipped over the thresholds. Why they skip over the thresholds? Because the thresholds were actually places of Avodah Zarah. So it's interesting. From this, we learn you probably should step on every threshold that you can. Because otherwise it looks like Avodah Zarah, since we used to make Avodah Zarah threshold. Mice is not the same thing, but once when I was on a tour in Israel, a few years ago, so actually they showed us that in the early Christian houses of worship, they used to make low doorways, and put a cross over the doorway. So that way you had to bend down to get in, and when you bent down, so you were worshiping the cross. So I don't know if that's exactly the same thing, but it's a similar idea. Says the Gemara, "Hamaytzeh Avodah Zarah." Now, if you find Avodah Zarah, it's a big machlokas. Rav Amar Mishaber Aver. You, a Jew, can break it limb by limb, be b'teila, and it's canceled. So this is a big kula which you don't pass him like. Ravot, a Jew can break a goy's avodah zarah. Now, not necessarily another Jew's avodah zarah, because Allah Almighty said, we all, almost everybody agrees, I mean, as far as everybody agrees, that a Jew makes avodah zarah, there's no way of being mavatal avodah zarah. But if a goy makes avodah zarah, so the, we paskin that only the Jew himself, or the goy, a goy himself, not a Jew, can cancel that avodah zarah. Okay? Ravot, even a Jew can cancel that avodah zarah. That's what it says here. Amot avodah zarah, Rabba Marmashar Baby, break it the limb by limb, Vivitalans, but the limb of its own. Lushmar Mayana Bayatal Yalo Shmuel says, no, if you don't find it broken, you can't break it. And therefore it's never bottle afterwards. So it remains also. Rabbi Avishai Rabbi Shimon said it's really Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish. And Rish Lakish she told us previously holds that stoma, we assume, remember you assume stam. That if you find broken pieces, we assume that it's broken for the right reasons. Adamras teaches us should be b'sheyesh aleim basis. When are they not canceled? Only when they still retain a base. And then, even though they're split, you might may well mend them. However, it should say aleim basis if they have no base upon them. So neolimer I say minashforim bo I say that the clubs are broken pieces. And again, according to Reish Lakish, the default assumption that broken pieces are mutter. Okay? So after so far, we have a several way of machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says that broken pieces of avodah zarah are also, right? Bestam. Rabbi Shlomo says broken pieces of avodah zarah bestam, without any indication on mutter. Rav says you could break the avodah zarah yourself. Okay? The question is, where do we get the psak that we can't break avodah zarah, that the goy dafka speak avodah zarah? So the truth is, one could say it's really the Bavli, not Yerushalmi, but I saw the Yerushalmi man, he really tries to shtup into the Yerushalmi. As far as I know, it never comes up as a factor. Hamaitzakeim Valeim Tsuras, has finished the Mishnah? Okay. Hamaitzakeim is you find vessels, Valeim Tsuras Chama, you find the form of the sun, Tsuras of Unis, form of moon, Nadapka, these two. Tsuras Hadrakoin, and the form of a dragon. Okay, it's a serpent, obviously. Take them to the Dead Sea. Shingam Leomer, Al Mukhubadim, as we find them on distinguished vessels, they're also because they're former Avodah Zarah. Al Mufuzi, you find them on chamber pots, and degrading vessels, Mutarim, they're okay. Rabbi Yisrael Meir, he says, you have to take it to Yama Melech, rather. Sheikh, you grind up his Zarah and scatter to the winds, or Medley Yama cast into the seas. Amulul, he said, no, that's no good. Afunaz and Zevil. Then it becomes fertilizer. And Amar says, Lo'ibak Yorcha Mumin Achem, there should not cling to a touch, a trace of the forbidden substance. It's only those two signs. Hashakom is us, but other constellations, lo. They don't prohibit the vessels. And lo shal drakon, it's only a dragon, or kon l'choshim lo, not any other snake. Ezu drakon, what is a drakon? Koshin lo tzitin, yoitzim etzavar, it's got, one version would be fins. But it's probably scales actually on its neck. Now I don't know if this is a mythical dragon or it's a real serpent named the dragon. My tendency is to believe the latter. What? Tav is the kosher dragon. Okay. Don't you know? Okay. Tav the kosher dragon lives in Palestine. Okay. Says the Gemara. I haven't thought about that song in many, many years. Okay. So Ezu Drakon Kosher Tid Yerzi B'Tavor V'Tayin Rishim Kain Rishim Ben Asai Omer Ezu Drakon Rishim as I said same Kosher Tid Tid Yerzi B'Tavor. It's got these either fins or scales on its neck. Hacholok Mutar. Now the smooth part is okay, right? Now it means not smooth part, smooth snake. It's not a Bodhisattva. They only worship the dragons. They don't worship the smooth unwebbed or unscaled or unfinned dragon. Okay? Amaitzi drakon asuya kamin rochush. If you find a dragon made like a snake, asur it's forbidden. Rochush, you find a snake like goblet or object. Volav a drakon on it is made a drakon. No tells a rochush, you can take the rochush, which is okay. It's not a bazar mashil drakon, you can take apart the kale and use the mut permitted part. Shmuel Marshmallow says, Ben's Kos Basis Le Drakon. If the cup is a basis for the Drakon, which is on Tavit, also it's forbidden, because then it's bottled to the Drakon, and the Drakon is Avodah Zarah. the drakon basis, the kos, if the drakon is the base of the cup mutar, then it's okay. Rabbi Shem Rav said, Shivei drakon, Rabbi Shem Rav, now this is Rav Lashitosa would seem. Shivei drakon harelim mutar. If you find broken pieces of drakon, it's mutar, we assume, just like he said, you can even break them yourself, right? So after kama, you find them broken, you can use them. Dako chalem and nishba, if you find a whole dragon, and then it's broken, hare elo asur, then it's forbidden, which of course makes no sense. What do you mean? You just said that if you find a broken dragon, it's okay. Why if you find a whole dragon, it's not okay? So it says, I mean, why if you find a whole dragon and it was broken, it's not okay? What's this contradiction? So it says, shvurim, broken pieces should be lo min hashem bo, didn't they come from the whole dragon? Chizur Hashem Rav said, look, this is the way to read it. Kini, this is the way to say it. Oh, lo eisim mishtachim in the dark controlim. If they saw people bowing down to a full, complete, and totally intact dragon, v'nishbar, then it's broken, asurin, it's forbidden. Okay? Now it comes out like this. Even a drakon is only us if we know you worshipped it. A drakon which is broken is only us if we know you worshipped it. If you don't know that they worshipped it, then once it's broken, it's okay. That's what the dichotomy is doing. So, it sounds like the Isser is really the Rabbanon, because otherwise, how can we make it? We don't know. So it must be like it's something the Rabbanon Kula. So we assume, I guess it's a chumrah, the Rabbanon in of itself, to assume that a drakon is worshipped, and that's where they're makel b'makom safek. Now, Maisa, the Rosamer says that the Yerushalmi agrees with the Pesach Rambam, but I don't see anywhere where we saw explicitly in the Rambam that a goy has got to break his own Avodah Zorah, which is what the Rambam holds. The Rambam holds a goy has got to break his own Avodah Zorah. A Jew can't break a goy's Avodah Zorah, right? You saw that anywhere explicitly in the world? I didn't see explicitly in the world. He wants to put into one of the statements of Rabbi Yechon. It's possible, but it doesn't seem that way. It seems in the word that's Machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Yechon, Rav holds you can even break by yourself, at least Rav in the previous Mishnah. You can break by yourself in an Avodah Zorah made by a goy. And Rabbi Yochanan holds you can't break it by yourself. Rishlokish shows if it was broken by yourself. I'm sorry, can't break it by yourself. And if you found it broken, you can use it. The question is, under what circumstances you found it broken? If you know that it was used before, don't know it was used before. If it's stam, not stam. But I didn't see anyone who says explicitly that you have to have it broken by a goy and not by a Jew. Says the Bible. Okay. Says Mara Baiter, getting back to the Mishnah said, "It's dafka the sun and moon, manakayam, and I also has to be a distinguished vessel." Manakayam, what's that? If darvish bar nevarim, they worship. If it's clear that they worship there, a few muslim, even they worship chamber pots, which be also right. Baal Peor, they worship the disgusting things, right? So in Dover Barishan and Navarim, it's clear they don't worship. Even the distinguished pot should be altar of Motor. Elakinakin went to about again, but down where we do not know. So we draw this dichotomy. The distinguished ones assume they worship, not the non distinguished ones. Says Maram Rabbi Crispa said the Khadokosos, if you find you know that those free cups you get with the 8 gallon fill up, right? So the free cups and they have little dragons all over them, so that would be okay. That's Gemara says. But because those dovers shall be zayin, because they are disgusting. Okay, if you got them in the gas station, they probably are disgusting. Rechir b'avli kvakin, which was a cup, and also we had a vavus. It's a cup, or it's used to fill up water. Vavu, or some other beverage, I guess. Vavas, no water. Vavas, teammate the Roman Matari Begava, and the great seal of Rome was on the bottom of this keli. After Shrabi Yom, the king asked Rabbi Yochum, am I allowed to use this? Or he says, I'm a Kamachamite, so I'm Gaba, since they put water on top of it. Double Shabbi Zion, it's disgusting, or it's degrading, and therefore it's okay. Viking told us similarly that the since you used it to fill up water, this jug became a chatomashaku of mine, since you put it into this water, Dovah should be zayinu, it's disgusting, it's degrading, therefore it's okay. B'yayim Rabbi Chiyil Yechon, and the days of Rabbi Yechon, a sharun, now sharun literally means they began. The Mashbia proposed abuse of Tsarun, which means to draw. The idea is the same. Sharon and Tsarun, Tsarun al Kosla, they started drawing pictures on the wall of Lamachim Yadayim. This was the heter to paint. Okay? Till now, it sounded like we frowned even on pictures on the wall. Now, sure, we draw a distinction between concave and convex, but until now, it seems we frowned even on ukiikunin, right, on facades on the wall. So, Deis Rabbi Yochanan, they decided, it seems like it happened on its own. They decided we're no longer being machmir on drawings. So, of course, the source for all pictures nowadays. Now, in the early days of photography, the great Rebbes and Rabbanim were against photography. But now, of course, we're making on all that because it's flush. It's not, we make money on it. I know it's been no principle where we make a lot of money. Yes. The picture cartel. Yes. Okay. So, amen. So, it says, he was, because he wasn't Moichel, so that's why we're not Moichel. Meis Rabbi Yechon, Yeis Rabbanon, Rabbi Yeis, that's Rabbanon. Rabbanon said you can't grind up the Avodah Zarah, put your mouth. What about the Egel Azob? It's Chataschem Asher Sisen is the Egel. It says that Moshe ground up the Egel. So how is that to grind it up? You're not allowed to grind it up. You have to toss it in Yama Melch. So as Maram Lehi said, that's different. They said to him, Melamed Shem Mevakesh Lebotkonei, but he ground it up because he wanted to check them, because Shem Shebotim Esa Sotos. When I check them like Sotos, that it says, Vayizra, but Emayim scattered on the waters in order to give the Jews to drink, in order to check them out, which ones served up Avodah Zarah and which did not. Okay? Macha, the mother of Asa, removed Avodah Zarah, but ground it up and put it into the Kidron Valley. So she had to grind it up. Trust me, that's what it says there. So Amar Allah alone should be Amrule. They said to Misham Rai, it's right. But that's a pasuk in Divrei Yomim. But the pasuk in Lachim describing the same circumstance says that Asa actually burnt it. Okay, he actually destroyed Avodah Zarah by burning it. So there are two versions of the story, and the one in Lachim is actually the more accurate. One of them is known, different is not as accurate, and there it says he burnt it, didn't scatter it. There's a different answer than in the Bible. The Bible gives the answer that Nachum Kidron doesn't grow stuff. Right, so therefore you're allowed to scatter stuff there. The whole point is going to be fertilizer, that nothing grows in Nachum Kidron. Okay? Says the Gemara, arm alone, so he asks the question, what about the Kidron and the Chosh and the Choshes? It says that Chizkio destroyed the bronze, the snake made in Parshas Kukas. Is it bronze? Copper, was it? The Choshes, copper. Copper snake, and he just ground it up. He didn't destroy it. Says the Gemara, B'chi Avodah Zarah, he was Avodah Zarah, but lo Moshe saw Moshe, but it wasn't Avodah Zarah. And Malan Mitzvah teaches us, Shrei saw Tainach, if it wasn't Avodah Zarah, Jews made a mistake and followed it, Achibah Chizkiah Be'evirah, until Chizkiah came eradicated, but it was not required to burn it. Okay? Because of Elohim, one Buzzuk says, Vayez Vusham is Hatzabayim, they left their idols, Vayiso and David and Hoshem and David and his men took them. Because of Elohim, Buzzuk says, Vayem and David, that's Puzzuk and Shmuel, Vayem says, Vayem and David, Vayiso, Yusuf, Lubayish, David says, should burn them. So Rabbi Yisrael Chalapta Rabbanan had a bachlokas about this. Rabbi Yisrael Chalapta Omer says, Mashiach Hashem Atechus, whatever was made out of metal, Vayisayim David and Hoshem, David's men carted it away. Mashiach shall eat what was made of wood. By Yom David, so made David commanded to burn the fire. Rabbanan said, "Not no." Mashiach ite agiti. Oh, here it is actually. Mashiach ite agiti mevatel. The goy can be mevatel is on Avodah Zarah. So that which the goy was mevatel, by the way, that's even without the goy breaking it. If goy is mevatel on Avodah Zarah, so then the Jew could take it that way. Same David on Hashem. Mashloya mevatel, that which he didn't cancel here. Medavi subeish David can't David burn the fire. Now Takam Amakam Beresel Chalapti say David Vanoshov. What did the Beresel Chalapti say? Okay, David took it away, he didn't burn it, but where did he take it away to? If Itai Giti was not mevatel it, and that's not his drusha, where did he take it away to? Says my Naflon, it should be Lishufon. Gilin Ephraim says you took him more to grind them down. Because Rabbi Chalapta holds, obviously, she tells her that you're allowed to and you're supposed to grind down the Avodah Zarah. You don't have to actually put in the Yam HaMelech. So the David was taking not the Yam HaMelech, but to grind it up. Okay? Halach Dav. Shor Praklus Ben Plus Plus. Cool name. Ezra Magali Yasa Gamli Ba'akl. Shor Rechitz Ben Merchot Shor Aphrodite was washing in the bath of Aphrodite. Aphrodite? How do you pronounce it in English? Aphrodite? Okay. Amalos, he said, nothing from the forbidden substance should cling to your hands. Why are you bathing in the bath of Aphrodite? Amalos said, I can't answer you in the bathhouse. You can't answer halachas in the bathhouse. I was going to discuss that later. When he came out and said, he said, I didn't come into its area. He bought Bikvuli. She came into my area. In other words, there was a bathhouse here and they built it. Aphrodite, is it my fault? They didn't say, let's make a bathhouse as an adornment for Aphrodite. They made Aphrodite an adornment for the Mechatz. So it's not my fault. There are another interpretation. If you give you another, he said like this. They give you a lot of money. You don't go into your Avodah Zarah naked and, you know, having had emissions. You're urinate in front of it. This Aphrodite of medicine, Aviv, it stands by the sewer. People urinate in front of it. It says, their gods. Those who they treat as gods are also forbidden. Those they don't treat as gods permitted. And obviously, you guys are not treating this Aphrodite like a god, but like a, you know, stama statue. Manakemi, what are you talking about? Now, this Gemara is all messed up. Gemara and Shabbos, parallel Gemara, the Marshbiel tries to sort it out a little bit and sort out the Gersos. We're not going to bother because it's not so hard. So, therefore, it's not worth sorting out completely. We'll just read it through. Manakemi, it's very simple. If he asked them the halach of Hilchos HaMerachatz, now the truth is that, well, the reason why the Mashbiach sorts out is because, what's going on? Obviously, the question here was not necessary for the Beis HaMerachatz, right? So therefore, the Gemara and Shabbos is talking about halachas which are more relevant to the Beis HaMerachatz, which are going to come up, actually. So, you know, he would have to, obviously, somebody threw up this Gemara and came down in different pieces and reshuffled them, okay? So that's because the question doesn't really pertain directly to the Mishnah. But Manakeh, what are you talking about? And whatever the image of Shalom, if you ask a question of bathhouse halacha, or halachas are halachas which are relevant to the bathhouse, you can answer in the bathhouse. If you didn't ask a bathhouse halacha, then you shouldn't answer it, right? The Mara Biakabari, the Riakabari, the same Shem, the Lushul, the Name, the Shabalevi, Shalom, the Milchus, Merchus, the Vase, the Merchus, and ask also of the bathhouse in the bathhouse, Hilchus, Base, Akisa, Base, Akisa, Logos of the toilet in the toilet. Like this case where Shimon Elazar, oh, Mischa Rabbi Meir. He went in with Rabbi Meir to go swim, and it seems like it was a bathhouse. Armale hot baths. Armale Maushin Adiach. Actually, not necessarily hot baths, it's a bath. It was an Armale, he said, Maushin Adiach can't, and this was on Shabbos. And he asked him, and obviously they weren't bathing, they were going to mikveh, whatever they were doing, but Lamaisa, he asked him, can we use this water to wash the floor? So Amalei, so he said, also, he said it's forbidden because it's like, smoothing out the floor, which is also. But like Chorish. Maushin Ganea, can we dry ourselves with a towel? Amalei, also. He said it's forbidden because that's like Schita, right? It's like, okay. So this was the question asked in the bathhouse, right? This is a question of Halacha asked in the bathhouse, which was Hilchos bathhouse, and therefore is allowed to answer him, right? Okay? V'lo'az asked more of a lokein, Shmuel shol Rav, didn't Shmuel ask Rav, ma'lanos amen b'mokam matunov, he's forbidden, what is it to answer amen, if you're in a disgusting place. Now it must be this disgusting place is near a shul. And they were hearing amens from the shul, brachas from the shul, right? So he asked, can you answer amen? So he said, amalei also, he said it's forbidden. V'azit darmiz licha asir, as forbidden for me to tell you it's forbidden. Because we're now in a bathhouse, right? Right. Ashkechtani, wait a minute, that means, and in the Mashbir fills in the word ain, which helps a lot. Ain't sholin hilchos beis akise, abem mirchze beis amirchatz, hilchos beis akise beis akise. According to this, you can't ask, right? Because he was asking a loch lamais about the situation, and he said, it's awesome for me to answer you, right? It says more, no, two answers. Amr yudan aviv, the rabbi mitanya, mirchos merchatz sholoh. He taka asked mirchos merchatz, ashen derech lanas merchatz. He didn't mean it's really awesome. And that's not proper for me to answer here. It was even though you use the word ulcer, it's not really ulcer, he meant it's not proper. Amr Shuvah Nidin Shuvah Nidin said, gave a difference between it. He said, Milchus Merchatz, which Tilchus Merchatz, El Shehevel Merchatz, El Shanaim. The smoke in the bathhouse is bad for the teeth. So therefore he said, it's us for me to answer you, not because of halacha, because of halacha he's allowed to answer, but because of health reasons. I don't want to open my mouth and talk in the bathhouse. I guess there's a lot of steam, it's a schmitz. I don't know exactly what it was. Okay? Now that's the end of that sugya. So again, we never answer the first question, whether it's hilchos merchatz or not hilchos merchatz, and that's the mashbiach has difficulty because lamaisa, this was not hilchos merchatz, so obviously there was no reason to answer, and that really is a question that's going on the Gemara Shabbos, not the Gemara here, or else you have to, cut and paste. The bottom line is, in the Mishnah, you didn't want to answer him. The Mishnah didn't answer him either because it was halach, which wasn't directly relevant to that conduct in the Beis HaMerchatz. Okay, Chevraya, Rabbi Chama, Baruch Hu, Rabbi Chev, the Chevron, Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Yossi, Shem, Rabbi Yeshem, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Zirushem, Rabbi Shubba Levi said, Chuvas Hafleg Yeshivo. He only gave him half an answer, or a peleg, half an answer. The lo keno el Yeshivo hi ba'al pa'or, Shein avos opir. The Goy could have asked him, he could have said, it's no raya the fact that we urinate in front of Aphrodite. That could be the avoid of Aphrodite, because by Baal Por, the avoid was to defecate. So urinating is tame by comparison, right? So therefore, maybe that's the avoid. My kadun, what taka is the answer? The truth is, the final answer in the Mishnah is, I guess, not part of Rangamil's response to Parcolis. Maybe it's Percolis. Whatever it is. Pericles, right? It's not really, you didn't really tell Pericles this, but the answer is that it has to do with what they conduct themselves vis-a-vis Avodah Zorah and whatnot, and this one obviously they weren't conducting themselves vis-a-vis it as Avodah Zorah.